This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, a work of the Ulaga Church of Christ.
Thank you for joining me today for our devotional here at the fireside. Matthew chapter 10, beginning in verse 34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves his son or loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. As we look here in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, going through verse 39, we find the idea is very clear that Christ must be our top priority, and that with Christ, division is going to come, but it's going to come as a result of truth. We find in verse 34 and 35, he warns that he's going to cause division, but it's because of the truth of the Word of God. It's not because God or Christ desires for families to be separated, but the truth does separate people today. It did in times in the Old Testament, time of Christ and the apostles, and it still separates people today. Notice verse 37 of Matthew 10. Christ says, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Christ tells us here that he must be more important than even our own families. Yes, Christ is more important. Verse 38 and 39, he says, he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. The person who doesn't live the Christian life, the person who doesn't truly follow after God and follow his word, he says they're not worthy of him. And then in this last verse in this section, he says in verse 39, he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. We find this verse sounds a whole lot like what the Apostle Paul also tells us later, when he tells us he is no longer he who lives, but Christ liveth in him. And the life which he now lives in the flesh lives by faith in the Son of God. And we find that same idea here in verse 39. He who finds his life will lose it. The person who lives for himself, they're going to die spiritually. But then in verse 39 he goes on to say, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. The person who follows God and puts him first, puts Christ in the church at the forefront of their lives, they will find true life at the end of the age, at the judgment day. They'll be rewarded with eternal life, with God, with Christ, and with all the faithful.
Thank you for joining me today for our devotional here at the Fireside.
We hope you enjoyed this program. We encourage you to subscribe to our podcast on Pandora, Spotify, or Podbean. Thanks for listening.